the rest of the story. There is a mistake in Fred Allhoff's novel, and it's a striking, obvious error. Now, the book I'm referring to is called The Invasion of America. It's a dramatic narrative based on the Japanese raid on Pearl Harbor, and while the author is to be applauded for the general accuracy of his writing, there is a glaring historical inconsistency that you will want to hear about. Author Fred Allhoff sees the Japanese invasion of America through the eyes of a make-believe naval intelligence officer, Lieutenant Douglas Norton. The scene is Honolulu, and the dialogue begins, and from now on, I'm quoting. Listen. The increasing roar sounds like the surging swell of voices from a distant stadium. Planes. Our patrol. He shook his head. Too many. In the distance, there were sharp explosions like vicious cracks of thunder. They rolled and blasted and echoed. A blinding, jagged sheet of yellow flame rose and spread. Well, it's come at last. What happened, sir? Was it bad? Very bad. They caught us flat-footed. Approached very high, 20, maybe 30,000 feet. The anti-aircraft boys held up their fire. They knew just where to strike and what to strike with. They hit us with incendiaries the first time over. They caught the hangars at Hickam and Wheeler Fields, even went out of their way to set fire to Rogers Airport buildings and the barracks. The enemy gave us three blasts. It'll be days before we can patch up. Were the casualties heavy, sir? I'm still quoting now. They scored a direct hit on Schofield Barracks. Clipper service, of course, has been suspended. The Japs are reputed fond of shooting down unarmed transport planes. And Pearl Harbor, sir? It's a mess. They scored direct hits on the foundries and on the pumping plant near the dry dock. They burned the air station hangars. The hospital is all right. Pearl Harbor was a cinch. All they had to do was follow the coastline and blast away. But how could they get several hundred planes here? My guess is they got a couple of carriers through by traveling away from regular shipping lanes. The President of the United States announced by radio to the country that America was at war with Japan, whose fleets, even then, were headed eastward. Our country has known some black days. Again, I'm still quoting now. Our country has known some black days, but none so black as this one. Now, once again, these were excerpts from Fred Allhoff's novel called The Invasion of America. And to ensure the technical accuracy of his writing, the author had consulted with Lieutenant General Robert Lee Bullard, Rear Admiral Yates Sterling, and others in the military. Now, please hear this carefully. Fred Allhoff's Invasion of America, his book called The Invasion of America, was published on September 7, 1940, precisely 15 months prior to the Japanese bombing raid on Pearl Harbor. Could he have known the rest of the story?